After yesterday's announcement that President Trump is nominating Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, many liberals across the country are pinning their hopes on Senators Susan Collins of Maine or Alaska's Lisa Murkowski to derail the confirmation. Collins and Murkowski typically vote for abortion rights and are among the Republicans who most frequently vote against their party. But Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin says Murkowski is keeping her cards close to her vest on Kavanaugh.
On Monday night outside the Supreme Court, an abortion rights crowd gathered to protest just after Trump made his selection. Murkowski says she's disappointed at all the interest groups and partisans who prejudged the nominee.
I'm a little annoyed that some of my colleagues, even before the president laid down Judge Kavanaugh's name, had already determined that they were going to vote against whomever.
Murkowski isn't making any such pronouncements, pro or con.
I've been asked already this morning by several different reporters, you know, what do you think? And I am certainly going to defer on that until I have had an opportunity to review.
She says she's going to base her decision on Kavanaugh's record, the rating the American Bar Association gives him, and the views of Alaskans.
I hope that Alaskans will weigh in, but I also hope that they will give it thoughtful consideration too, and not just a knee-jerk, you should support him because he's Trump's pick, or you should not support him because he's Trump's pick.
She says she'll also rely on what she learns in a face-to-face interview with Kavanaugh, which may be weeks away. For many Americans, this vote is all about the future of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that legalized abortion across the country. But it's generally accepted in Washington that you can't ask a judicial nominee how he'll vote on a challenge to Roe, because a judge is supposed to consider the facts of each case. Murkowski says she abides by the rule.
If he's a good judge, he would say, I cannot predetermine an outcome. That's not my job.
Murkowski says her evaluation standards are rigorous and exacting. She was far more effusive when Trump announced his nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the High Court. In a statement right after Gorsuch was announced, Murkowski said she was pleased with the selection and commended Trump then on a strong nominee. Murkowski says she was able to say more then because she had more advance notice on Gorsuch.
The indicators were there very, very early that Gorsuch was going to be the nominee, and so I think there was a little more opportunity to just kind of process.
Here's another obvious difference. Gorsuch replaced Justice Antonin Scalia, who anchored the conservative wing of the court. But Kavanaugh would replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, the swing vote on the bench. Murkowski says she valued Kennedy's moderating voice, and she said she'd be satisfied with a nominee in that mold.
And so the question is whether Kavanaugh, if he's confirmed, replaces him as that justice who's perhaps more in the middle. I don't know that he is. But that is something that I'm going to be looking at.
Actually, Kavanaugh is considered by most court watchers to be much further to the right than Kennedy. Among the other things Murkowski says she wants to know about Kavanaugh is whether he looks to precedent for clarity and what he considers settled law. Senator Dan Sullivan says Judge Kavanaugh is known for applying the Constitution as written, upholding the right to bear arms, and having a healthy skepticism of the powers of executive branch agencies, all pluses in Sullivan's book. And Sullivan says he knows Kavanaugh from when they both worked in the Bush administration. Sullivan didn't exactly say how he'd vote, but he very rarely votes against the Republican leadership, and he's given no indication that he would vote no on Kavanaugh. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.